Get ready.
Ready.
All right.
For your wake-up call.
Wake up!
He promises to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and the ugly truth. It's your life and business strategist, Steve Harris.
So my thought for today is for you to question what you believe. Question your beliefs. Now, the reason I say this is because a lot of us go around with beliefs that are not really our own. A lot of us are carrying what we call inherited beliefs, right? So these are beliefs that were not originally your own, but society or your environment has conditioned you to accept those beliefs as yours. So you don't really have a critical reason for believing that. You believe that because you have been put in an environment to make you inherit those opinions, even though they're not originally yours. So for example, like a parrot in a house, a parrot really can't talk, or a parrot really doesn't craft conversation. It doesn't pull words out of the air and craft conversation. In reality, what happens is the parrot repeats words it has heard and it passes it off as its own. So parrots don't create new words. They don't have a large vocabulary, as the case may be, that is original to them. What they do is they parrot the words of other people, and then it passes across as theirs. So when Polly says, "Polly, put the kettle on," it's not because your parrot Polly can actually talk. It's because it's heard the words, "Put the kettle on." And in the same vein, many of us are walking around with beliefs that are not ours. So for example, you were born into a religious home, either Christian or Muslim, so you are a Christian or a Muslim because you are in an environment where everyone has accepted that faith. Now your job is to critically examine and say, is that the faith for me? Is that, you know, or come into the understanding with asking the right kind of questions to say, why is this faith important? And why is this faith important for me? And ultimately, when you ask the right questions and you critically think about it, you will come to a decision whether or not, for example, you decide to be a Christian or a Muslim. But unfortunately, many people are Christians because they were born in a Christian home. Many people are Muslims because they were born in a Muslim home. So my point is, are you carrying over or carrying out beliefs that are not really yours, but you have parroted them because society, for example, says that, and then you say the same thing simply because you are not aware? So you've got to be really, really critical and ask yourself, what do I really believe? Are these beliefs mine, or are they beliefs that I have inherited and passed across without believing, you know, otherwise? So for example, you know, you would hear people say, oh, you know, you know this faith or this religion or this tribe is this, that, and the other, and people say, yes, oh, I absolutely agree, but you've never really questioned it, you've really never thought about it. So my thought for you today is, question your beliefs. Do you believe what you believe because you have critically examined through deep thought and have decided that, yes, these are my beliefs and I can stand by them and I can defend what I believe because I have a personal experience of this, not reported, but this is something I've experienced. I've thought about it and I've decided that these are my beliefs. Or am I parroting other people's beliefs? Am I repeating what society has told me, which I've never really questioned or I've never really examined for myself? But because it's pop culture, I'm going to go with the flow. Because everyone says it's right, therefore it really can't be wrong, or could it?